This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio number 1319. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, especially the dynamic medium of international shortwave between the AM and FM bands. On this edition, recorded June 20th. Algerian relays back on shortwave. New clandestine for Ethiopia. Finland to quit shortwave. New frequencies from Moldova, Iran, Shokaze, Bolivia. Radio Sawa back on shortwave by mistake. KTRB gone from Modesto and the propagation outlook. Standard disclaimer. Algeria's own shortwave broadcast disappeared several years ago, but earlier this year, in January and February, some tests were carried out via relays in France and the UK for a week or so each, but then they were gone again. But now, Algeria is back on shortwave. This was first noted by Ed Insinger in New Jersey June 7th as tests by VT Merlin Communications on 9710 ending at 2300 UT. Then on June 12th, Bernie O'Shea in Ontario told DX Listening Digest, "For a week I've been hearing a station in Arabic between 21 and 23 UT on the same frequency, 9710, with calls to prayer, as well as other programming in Arabic." Then Wolfgang Büschel discovered that transmissions of what's abbreviated as TDA were scheduled via UK sites, including that frequency, as follows. The first frequency mentioned via the Rampisham site and the second via Wooferden. 04 to 06 on 7260 and 9540, 19 to 20 on 9765 and 11810, 20 to 21 on 9765 and 12025, 21 to 23 on 7150 and 9710. By the way, the two sites have slightly different sounding audio feeds. This was also monitored between 20 and 21 on 11810 and 9765 with a Quran program originating from a service in Algeria abbreviated as ENRS. It's mentioned in the World Radio TV Handbook, page 100, Entreprise Nationale de Radiodiffusion Sonore. Dave Koenig in the UK was also listening to this and got an ID as Huna El Jazir, which means Algeria, followed by Idatu Quran Al Karim, which means Holy Quran Radio, which he also heard around 2130 on the two frequencies in use during that hour, 7150 and 9710, and also reported by Jose Miguel Romero in Spain. Andy Sinnott explains that according to the HFCC, the abbreviation TDA stands for Télédiffusion d'Algérie. So check the schedule I gave in case this continues indefinitely rather than being another brief test. Jose Miguel Romero and Ola Alm in Sweden, among others, continue monitoring the strange situation surrounding Saout al-Amal, the clandestine for Libya we've mentioned a number of times before, and all the jamming against it around the 17 megahertz band. On June 17th, Ola Alm noticed that among the other jamming frequencies, 17630 was in use because that's where Amal was, and that, of course, collided with Africa number 1, Gabon, with a jamming also drawn to that frequency. On another date, after 14 UT, I was hearing two stations on 17630, not including Saout al-Amal, which closes at 14. One of them was carrying World Cup coverage in French. I thought that would be France, but it was probably Africa number 1, with the jammer, wherever that's coming from. We thought that was also from Gabon, carrying some rap music. That was June 19th. From the ADX list via BCDX, some discussion of the two African stations on 4915, Kenya and Ghana, and how to tell them apart, other than actually by listening to the programming, and by the fact that Kenya closes down much earlier, around 1920 UT. The frequencies are slightly different. It appears that Kenya is on 4914.98, and Ghana varies from 4914.94 to 4915.01, according to Wolfgang Büschel and others, such as Wolf Dieter Benke and Torsten Hallmann. You may recall that the repeatedly delayed trial of the journalist working for the Voice of the People in Zimbabwe, accused of broadcasting without a license, even though they weren't, had been set for June 15th. Well, now it's been delayed one more time. The court date now is 25 September. According to IOL.co.za via Mike Hardister and the Media Network blog, quoting the Association of Zimbabwe Journalists. This time, the excuse was that an expert from the Government Broadcasting Authority, who was due to give evidence, was in Switzerland on business. Meanwhile, all the accused are out on bail. And the Senate heard from Jeff White about a new clandestine broadcast brokered by Radio Miami International, Voice of Oromia Independence. Yes, another one for Ethiopia. It's scheduled Saturdays only at 15 to 15:30 UT on 15650 via Germany. This started June 17th. It was weekly heard in Michigan by Steve Lehr and very well heard in Spain by Jose Miguel Romero, who in fact recorded the broadcast, which starts with an English ID by Jeff White. And if you are reading DX Listening Digest 6087, you already have the link to that audio file. Meanwhile, some other clandestine broadcasts to Ethiopia have changed frequency. These brokered by TDP, all via Samara, Russia, have moved from 12120 to 11840, 250 kilowatts, 188 degrees. Voice of Oromo Liberation, which is Monday and Thursday at 17 to 1730. Voice of Ethiopian People, Tuesday and Saturday at 17 to 18. Voice of Ethiopian National United Front, which is Friday and Sunday at 17 to 18. And Dejen Radio, which is Wednesday at 17 to 18. On a de-expedition in New South Wales, John Wright of the Australian Radio DX Club reports hearing Radio Shabele, Mogadishu, Somalia, on 6960. With the recent civil war, I thought the station would be off the air, but not so, he says, a beautiful interval signal at sign-off 2145 UT, June 17th, a surprise catch. But we also have a press report dated June 18th from Mogadishu from the Sudan Tribune. Headline: Somali government restricts Shabele radio over claims that Ethiopian troops had entered the country. It says the channel continued broadcasting to other parts of Somalia, but it's never quite clear which of these refers to the shortwave frequency. Thanks to Zaharias Liangas for sending on that story. We've been wondering about the transmitter site for the Darfur Salam service, sponsored by Britain, and carried at 17 to 1730 UT on 15515 and 17585. Wolfgang Büschel says these frequencies come respectively from Wolferton and Ascension. Now they have another broadcast at 0500. We're not sure of the transmitter sites in use there. Initially, they were all from Cyprus. Thanks to someone called Anla Shok for news about Radio Finland, which appeared originally in Finnish only, according to not on YLE's website. They will close all of their shortwave and their second medium wave frequency, 963 kilohertz. However, 558 will live on. These are from the Pori site in Finland. Then Alpo Heinonen of Scandinavian Weekend Radio found another version, a press release from YLE itself, which said that Radio Finland will cease shortwave and medium wave from Pori in 2007. Kai Ludwig thinks they may actually cease at the end of this year, since that's when the transmission contract expires. Next question, what will Digita do with the Pori plant? Will they seek new customers or destroy the station? Digita is what apparently used to be the transmission department of YLE, and it's now owned by TDF in France. Another item from Anla Shok, who I guess is in Finland. I've heard people think that Radio Finland does not QSL, but they are sending reports to the wrong address, and he provides the correct address for reception reports to Radio Finland. Lots of long Finnish words I won't attempt to convey here, but you'll find it under Finland in DX Listening Digest 6084 at worldofradio.com. On the other hand, Eric Kuya in Copenhagen says on Radio Polonia's In Touch program on June 16th, It was revealed that for the B06 season, starting at the end of October, Radio Polonia will rent airtime abroad. However, no country or transmitter site was mentioned. Sergei Sosedkin in Illinois replies, if I'm not mistaken, Radio Polonia promised the same thing about 3 years ago. Back then, they did not mention the site either. The foreign-based relays are the only way for Radio Polonia to go, since their own shortwave transmitters and perhaps antennas are good for nothing. As I believe we mentioned recently, the only shortwave transmitter in Latvia, 9290, is off the air for a few months. Bernd Trutnow in Lithuania has more about this. This closed shortwave relay service is due to return with a new owner in the autumn. The relay license of Krebs TV, 51% owned by Jan Telensky, also owner of Radio Tatras International, Slovakia, has expired. The new license owner is Raimonds Kreitschbergs, who is also minority co-owner of Krebs. He is planning to install his own small shortwave transmitter, probably 10 kilowatts, DRM-ready, at the Ulbroka site during the summer, and resume the relay service for low-budget program producers in the autumn. This will substitute for the previously used 100-kilowatt transmitter. Since the Latvian state transmitter operator raised the prices for the lease at the beginning of the year for 100 kilowatts, this airtime is no longer affordable by the typical customers of the relay service. The old 100-kilowatt will remain available for clients who are ready to pay the higher prices. A somewhat different version of this was posted by Radio Strike on the shortwave Yahoo group. On January 27, 05, the Latvian Broadcasting Council announced that RNI had been granted a full commercial shortwave license. This is not a temporary relay license, as was used by Krebs TV. RNI is now the only officially sanctioned shortwave broadcast radio station in Latvia. www.rni.fm. Reminder that Radio Slovakia International was scheduled to end its shortwave broadcasting after June 30th, although this is still not entirely certain. You may want to make a point of listening to them anyway. The English broadcast to North America is at 0100 on 5930 and to South America on 9440. Two other areas of the world, half an hour or 27 minutes, at 07 on 9440 and 15460. At 16:30 and at 18:30 on 5920 and 6055, according to DX Mix News in Bulgaria. We have a report from Ron Killick in New Zealand, it being midwinter there, that he was able to hear the North American service of Radio Slovakia in English at 0100 UT. That's only 1 p.m. local time on 5930, June 14th. In the World DX Club, Edwin Southwell noted the absence of Radio DMR Pridnestrovia Moldova, which had been using 5910, including English weekdays at 1600, but off the air since May 23rd. They actually changed frequencies, later discovered on 5965 by Herbert Meichner in Austria, ADX via BCDX, and also heard by Mike Barraclough, again with English, at 1600 on new 5965. Since our last show 2 weeks ago, we've had no further reports of Radio Serbia, as it is now called, actually being active on shortwave. Its main frequency had been 6100 in the European evenings. However, they have been keeping up their website. As of June 11th, I found the website still mentioned Montenegro in the name of the station and the country. And they did have a new English file of news lasting 3.5 minutes, and that gave the new ID only as Radio Serbia. Then on June 14th, Jose Miguel Romero noted that Montenegro had been eliminated from the website, which, by the way, is still reminiscent of Yugoslavia, www.radioyu.org. On June 16th, Andy Sinnott reported at Media Network that the name is officially International Radio Serbia. Wolfgang Büschel received word from Drita Chico, head of the monitoring center at Radio Tirana, Albania, that they had received word from IBB that VOA is canceling its relays via their Fleka site on medium wave effective July 1st. That includes 0430 in Croatian on 1458, 05 in Albanian on 1215, and 1830 in Albanian on 1458. each with 500 kilowatts for half an hour. And she added that they immediately offered the airtime to the Chinese instead. Kai Ludwig wonders if one more VOA transmission listed will also be canceled, a quarter hour at 0530 in Serbian on 1458. You're listening to World of Radio 1319. From P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702 USA, or WORADIO at yahoo.com. A new edition of our other program, Continent of Media, number 0605, is now available via www.dxing.com. And another edition of our monthly Spanish Quarter Hour DX report, Mundo Radial, is also available via worldofradio.org. Our thanks this week for financial support go to Gerald T. Pollard. The very rarely reported radio Bayrak in the Turkish Republic of Northern Cyprus has been reported again by Martin Kroot in Netherlands DSWCIDX window, June 11th at 0328 on 6150.03. He says, the national anthem I recognized from 3 years ago when I last heard them. There was a English ID by female with frequencies, usual pop music, audio weak and distorted but audible, thanks to the absence at that moment of Gene Scott Costa Rica, which is consistently on a slightly lower frequency, 6149.97. Last time we mentioned the external service from Azerbaijan, including English at 17 hours on 6111 variable. Now report via BCDX from Mauno Ritola in Finland of its second harmonic, 12221.61, although he was hearing it at an earlier hour in other languages, 1400 and 1500. But it is irregular. When it is on, that higher frequency ought to propagate better. Voice of Free Kurdistan is reported by Jari Sabolain in Finland to DX Listening Digest on a clear channel 4675. June 7th, tuned in at 17:30, heard it in Kurdish. The audio was slightly distorted. The ID goes Dengi Azadi Kurdistan. And then the Iranian jammer came on the frequency until sign-off at 18:30. And DSWCI, Anker Peterson checked during that same hour, a couple of nights later on June 10th and 11th, and did not hear Voice of Free Kurdistan itself, but instead just the jammers. The first night on 4670 and the second night on 4675. In the Ontario DX Association, Dan Malloy noted the IRIB website in Iran with a scrolling message about a new frequency for the English broadcast to Europe at 1930, 7540. Kai Ludwig in Germany follows up. They're also using that new frequency for German at 1730 and French at 1830. A few weeks ago, we had a report that All India Radio in Chennai was using 7270, replacing 7275. But now Jaisaktivel in Chennai says the only frequencies they're using are 7160 and 4920. Terry Kruger in Florida was monitoring the far out-of-band frequency from Bangalore, India, 10330, June 18th from 1951, until abrupt closing at 21 UT. They were carrying an English program originating with the FM Rainbow Network with a DJ who he calls the John Peel of India. This, of course, was very late at night in India, and the program was apparently called the Wicked Hour or Nonstop Geet Sangeet. Ron Howard in California says the Radio Television Malaysia Cebu frequency of 6050 in Sarawak is active again. Heard with the music program June 18th at 10:17 to 10:32 in vernacular. And also on the 18th, listening again at 13:56 to 14:29, reciting the Quran. It was a religious program from Suara Islam. John Wilkins in Colorado measured the frequency at 6049.65. Contrary to our report last time, from DX Mix News Bulgaria, that Hmong Lao Radio had changed frequency via WHRI Saturday and Sunday at 13 to 14 UT. We're still hearing it on the old frequency as of June 17th, 11785. Possibly they still plan to change sometime to the frequency previously mentioned, 11940. Visiting Shanghai, China, Ron Howard from California also tried for the other transmission of Hmong Lao Radio via Taiwan on 15260, supposed to be only on Wednesdays and Fridays. He did hear it on June 7th until 0159. The transmitter went off and then came back on at 0200 for the companion Hmong broadcast, Mob Moj Tem, starting at 0200, which he also reports, starting with singing and then some talking and closing at 0230. In DX Window, Rich D'Angelo in Pennsylvania also presumes he heard this on Friday the 2nd and Wednesday the 7th. In any event, the receptionist verified an email report in only 3 hours, sent to info@mojthem.com. Takahito Akabayashi in Japan tells us of a change in scheduling for the Shiokaze broadcast from the Investigating Commission of Missing Japanese, probably related to North Korea. Starting June 15th, the new schedule is at 20 to 21 UT on 9785 and at 10:30 to 11 on 9855. Again, mostly reading details of kidnapped or missing Japanese in Korean, English, and Chinese, as well as Japanese. English used to be on Tuesdays, but Ron Howard in California heard the new 10:30 broadcast on 9855 Monday, June 19th, and it was entirely in English. There's been another de-expedition at the coastal site in Washington State at Grayland. Guy Atkins reports his results via BCDX, including Radio Vanuatu, which was heard June 10th at 0945 to sign off at 1115 on 3944.8, including contemporary Christian pop music and a lengthy sermon, presumably in the native language of Bislama. However, on June 1st, Dave Vago in Pennsylvania reports to DX Window that he heard them on the other frequency, 7259.52, until sign-off at 1116. He thinks they're alternating daily with the other frequency, 3944.7. He heard an ID as early as 10:09 in the news. Last time, we mentioned that the ABC Northern Territory Service is being temporarily relayed from the Radio Australia site in Shepparton at night on 6080 kilohertz. What we did not add, but which subsequent monitoring confirms, is that this collides with Radio Singapore's international service in English at 11 to 14 UT, already on 6080. Now it's just an unusable mix of both of them as monitored here, far outside the target area. Nigel Holmes of Radio Australia says he's aware of the collision, but thinks his station has priority on 6080 until Singapore usurped the frequency a few years ago. On four different frequencies at four different times on June 10th and 11th, Shigenori Aoki and Koji Hashimoto in Japan were hearing Radio Sawa again on shortwave. That's the U.S. service for the Arab world, replacing VOA Arabic. But it left shortwave several years ago to use medium wave and FM and internet only. It turns out that all four frequencies are on the schedule for Radio Free Asia broadcasts instead via the Tinian site, far away from the Arab world. There must have been a mix-up in the feeds. If you'd like to DX a New Hampshire station on medium wave, Bruce Conti in New Hampshire confirms that WKBR in Manchester is still off frequency at about 1249.78. as monitored on June 17th in the daytime. He's a short distance away. Visiting Oklahoma City on June 10th, I was monitoring an FM pirate on 107.1. It covers the central part of the city, at least. I'd never heard a local ID, but instead they were relaying continuously Radio Free Austin from Texas, which is another FM pirate, which in turn was carrying the network programming of the Republic Broadcasting Network, also heard on shortwave. Brock Whaley near Atlanta reports that as of June 12th, that market has lost its Air America affiliate on 1690 WWAA. Now it IDs as WMLB, the former calls of 1160 with an eclectic format. However, Al Franken is supposed to be still carried on 1690 between 16 and 19 UT. Rich Toby in California reports to IRCA that after exactly 73 years on the air, KTRB 860 in Modesto, California, signed off permanently at 9 a.m. local time, June 19th. This is in preparation to move that facility to San Francisco, although they may have a year to do that. Meanwhile, another station in Modesto is to come on 840 to replace KTRB. Scott Feibusch thinks the reason they turned off 860 already is they've got to hurry up and build the 840 station, and they can't have both at once. Arnie Coro of Radio Havana tells Conexión Digital that since June 14th, they've been operating a new curtain antenna covering 6 to 12 megahertz on the following schedule: 11 to 15 UT on 11805, at midnight to 05 on 9600. The center of its beam is 160 degrees. It replaces a rhombic, which had been aimed at 130 degrees. A tidbit from Richard DeAngelo's lengthy report on the May NASB meeting in the NASA Journal. Adil Mina of Continental Electronics says in the last 4 to 5 years, over 90% of new shortwave transmitting equipment has been purchased by the Chinese, and China will be installing 7 500-kilowatt transmitters in Cuba this year. In Radio Nuevo Mundo, Takeshi Sejima in Japan reports hearing a Cuban transmitter, which is normally not on the air around 0900 UT, 6,000 kilohertz, carrying not Radio Havana but Radio Progreso, May 3rd from 0837 to 0910. Jose Alva sends to the Condish list a June 14th story from La Jornada in Mexico that Subcomandante Marcos, Radio Insurgente, occupied a Mexico City medium wave station on 620 kilohertz. This occurred at 8 p.m. local time on Monday, June 12th, when they were broadcasting a debate among the political candidates. Another catch at the New South Wales de-expedition by John Wright was a Bolivian, which has been off the air for many years, I think. It's listed inactive in the WRTH with only 250 watts. But he heard it June 17th with a surprise ID at 1010 UT on 4450. It's Radio Estación Frontera in Cobija, Bolivia. It was in Spanish and in Indian dialect. Horacio Negro in Uruguay tells us that Radio Virgen de Remedios, Tupiza, Bolivia, 4545, was heard answering reception reports from Paraguay and Buenos Aires at midnight 30 UT June 12th, and mentioning their power, which we were not yet aware of, 500 watts. In his panorama column for Atividade de Xix, Celio in Brazil says the DRM tests in Brasilia are wrapping up on 25885 kilohertz. The director of the technology faculty, Humberto Abdala, looks forward to DRM in Brazil on 26 megahertz. There could be up to 20 channels in each city, alleviating the congestion on the FM band. From ARRL via John Norfolk, during field day June 24th and 25th, look for KC4AAA of the South Pole around 14243, between 23 and 04 UT. The propagation outlook from Boulder issued June 20th, solar activity very low to low, geomagnetic field quiet to unsettled. ANK indices mostly 5 and 2, but peaking at 20 and 4 July 3rd to 5th and 12th. Solar flux rising from 75 to 80 on June 30th through July 13th. That's World of Radio 1319. Glenn Hauser hoping you've enjoyed the program and will hear me again next week.